Ask Alex. It's your chance to try to get some help. If you've got advice that we can give to you, that's what we do. Email the show, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. You can also hit us up Twitter and Instagram. It's @JoeAndAlexShow. Let's see if we can help out Logan. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on, Logan?
Hey, good morning, guys.
So what's going on with you, buddy?
So I was hoping that I could, like, get some advice, like, or... So I'm going through, like, a situation, and I'm trying to convince my friends and family to, like, get back on board with me getting together with my ex.
Okay.
And so I'm just kind of, just want to throw that out there, hope that anybody could kind of give me some advice. I dated my ex-girlfriend for close to 2 years, and we had been dating for almost 2 years, and I broke up with her about 4 months ago. She has this thing for, like, pranking people, and she thought it'd be funny to shave one of my eyebrows, like, the night before my sister's wedding.
Ooh. You know what? Bad timing. Funny prank.
Oh, man.
Bad timing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. And for obvious reasons, like, I didn't find it very funny, and my family didn't find it very funny, so we got to this huge argument, and I broke up with her, and, like you know, I always thought her pranks were funny, and this was one of those one times where I felt like she used poor judgment, you know?
Yeah.
And she, like, we've been in contact, she agrees, like, for the last few months, she's been very apologetic to me, and, like, we always got along great besides this one time, and, you know, before any of this stuff happened, my friends and family, like, really liked her.
Okay.
And I've been trying to kind of start the conversation with my friends and family about, like, forgiving her, being, you know, excited about us working things out, to, like, try to date again. And everyone's, like, giving me very blah answers, you know. Like, they're being like, oh, I'll, you know, bring it up, and they'll say something like, well, if, you know, if you're sure, we'll, you know, we'll support you. But they're not, like, saying stuff like, yeah, we're so glad you guys are working it out. We really liked her. Like, that's what I want to hear. But they're kind of giving me the whole, you know, we support you no matter what.
That's like that, like, I'm like, you know, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed kind of a thing.
It's, is
like,
that what it means? But does that mean if you say, though, to somebody, well, I'll support you, whatever it is, not just in relationships, but just, like, you know, maybe it's a job or whatever it is. If you just say to somebody, well, I'll support you, whatever decision you make, is that a cop out? Like, we're not on board with this.
Yes, because they're not fully supporting her. Like, they really don't like her. Don't get me wrong. That eyebrow prank, genius. Just the bad timing is awful. Bad timing, Logan.
Yeah, I mean, we do pranks on each other, but, like, yeah, it was just really bad timing. And, I'm frustrated at the whole situation because I'm really close to my friends and family. Like, they're the number ones in my life. And I feel like it would be impossible to date my ex, or I'm trying to work it out. I don't want to call her an ex now, but it's impossible to date her without my friends and family kind of being fully on board. And I know I love her. I also don't want us to be done for good, you know?
So you're faced with the situation, okay, if my family doesn't approve, then, like, does that mean we have to essentially break up again? But you don't want to break up again. You want to be with her, but you just feel like you can't without their support. You're in a hard place.
Right. Absolutely. Like, and she made one mistake, and I don't think it's an unforgivable mistake. I want to know from people who are married or just dating, you know, if your significant other has ever done something that's kind of pissed off your family or your friends or something, like, how do you get your friends and family to move on from it and be okay with you dating them again?
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Live the Web Girl, you've been hearing Logan's problem. What's up?
I'm shocked that you broke up with her for that. Like, to me, that's not a big deal.
Hilarious.
I swear on my life, if my boyfriend shaved off my eyebrow the day before one of my sister's weddings, I would be mad maybe for 30 minutes and then die laughing. There's such things as eyebrow pencils. I can't believe you broke up with her over this, and I can't believe your parents are so heated about this.
Well, it was just tensions were running high. It's the day of the wedding, and my sister is already kind of a not high strung, but she's a very emotional person.
Yeah.
And
what's her wedding day?
And she kind of felt like the focus was being taken off of her, especially when I'm standing up there as a groomsman. I have to stand there with one eyebrow.
Ooh, and not to mention, I DJ weddings. Like, I see all the pictures. I mean, these pictures last forever.
Yeah.
So
trust me, I know.
One of my friends made a joke about putting a little Sharpie marker on all the pictures where my eyebrow was, and I didn't think that was too funny.
See, I just don't think it's that big of a deal. My brother-in-law on a wedding program, he was a groomsman in my other brother-in-law's wedding, and he put next to, like, his name, Gnarly Human, instead of, like, friend of the groom or brother-in-law. In the
Gnarly
groom.
Human's different than Liz.
No, I know, for sure.
Altering someone's
looks. But, like,
looks.
It wasn't even, like, a second thought.
All right,
like,
833-JOE-ALEX. By the way, I'm kind of wondering, did you just shave off the other eyebrow? Like, what did you end up doing, Logan? Or did you tell, like, one-on-one?
I just moved through it, man. I went with one eyebrow, and I tried to keep my head down. And
hilarious.
It's grown back now, so we're fine.
Well, we're very happy for you. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's see if we can help him out and give him some advice this morning about handling that situation. He wants to continue the relationship, but what do you do when the friends and family don't seem to be on board with it?
Yeah, I don't think the eyebrow part is funny, but I don't think that really matters. The point is, no matter what was done, if your significant other has pissed off, like he said, your friends and family, and you want to get back with them, how do you convince them to be accepting of her again? And I feel like they need to suck it up and just forgive her and move on. Everyone needs to just be adults. It's not that big of a deal.
833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. Hang on, Logan. We'll talk to you next. All right, let's go to Brittany this morning. Hey, Brittany, you're on with Logan and on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Logan, it's just an eyebrow. I mean, I get why your family would be upset because it's your sister's wedding. It's a big deal, but it's not like she cheated on you. I mean, you really love her and her family really loves you. I mean, they'll support it no matter what.
I feel like you can forgive somebody, but I'm surprised how many people, including Liv the Web Girl, the biggest one that came out first with this one, Brittany, saying, it's just an eyebrow. Yeah, but it's for the wedding, guys.
It's just hair. Hair grows back.
Brittany, are you married?
I am not.
All right, well, when it's your wedding day, I'm going to come up there. I'm going to do some buzzing. Okay? No, thank you for calling in. Just giving you a hard time. What's up, Liv?
I feel like if they're that mad over this small thing, and they're like, no, we don't support you guys getting back together, is there some thoughts that they had before they broke up that now this is kind of like a reason to like capitalize on, like, no, do you remember what she did? Do you remember what she did? You can't get back together with her.
Marquise, something like this happened with you and your ex. Can you explain?
Yeah, my ex and I broke up. We were together for a while. My family adored her, and we broke up for a really good reason, and we got back together secretly. No one really knew about it. When we brought it to light, people were kind of reluctant, just like that. And all I got to say, man, is your family's your family. They're always going to support you and they'll love you. If you show them that you guys are truly in love and it's real, they'll come around. We're engaged now. We're getting married this year.
Now, why did you guys, that's awesome. Now, go back to terrible relationship moments. Why did you guys break up? What happened?
Yeah.
We were together for a long time, and the love kind of dissipated a bit, and we didn't know how to work through. We were immature. We were in college, so, you know, we were immature with it.
Oh, that makes sense.
And then took the time that we needed apart and figured out that this world sucks without each other.
Boom!
We got back together.
But it sounds like, though, in your case of your breakup, though, neither of you necessarily did anything that would have, like, upset the other person's family. If you're someone that has done something that's upset the other person's family or friends, and then you want to get back together, then how do you get over that hill?
Yeah, that's a tough
one. Ours is way bigger than theirs. We have a son together, and she moved back home, which is, like, 3 hours away. So
now, if you shave the baby's eyebrows off, then it would get interesting. Hey, everybody, thank you for calling in, Marquise. Let's talk to Reed on the Joe and Alex show. You're also on with Logan. Any advice or maybe experience you could share?
So I came from a very similar situation. My boyfriend's parents did not like me. He came from a very religious family, and I did not. I was kind of more outgoing than him and did things a little bit more wild, I guess you can say. So they had this negative opinion towards me, and it ended up being the reason we broke up in the first place. So we broke up, dated other people for about a year and a half, and then we recently got back together for about 6 months now. And our main issue when we're getting back together was, how are our parents going to react to this?
Yeah.
Are they going to hate us? Are they going to be like, oh my gosh, he's back in our lives again? But I think once they realized that, when he was absolutely heartbroken, we both were heartbroken when we broke up the first time, and it was their fault to begin with, they were like, okay, we messed this up big time, and clearly this is something where they need to be back together. So, but we took it as it doesn't really matter what their opinion was or is, just because this is our relationship. We are both independent adults. We value them and we love their opinions, but at the end of the day, this is the person I'm spending the rest of my life with, and I know that for sure.
Sounds like an engagement's coming.
Well, I'm hoping so. I mean,
shout him out. What's his name?
Yeah, what's his name? Let's get this done right now.
His name is Matt.
Matt. Sorry to do this, bro. I'd be so pissed if somebody's doing this. But, dude, propose tonight. Tonight.
He lives in Cincinnati, so he doesn't quite. He's probably not going to hear this morning.
Well, send him the podcast.
Like, if you listen to the Joe and Alex show, here's one podcast I really like. I found them on iTunes. It was interesting. Hey, thank you for calling in. And when that proposal does happen, you better invite us there, because Alex and I are going to. We're going to buzz some people's eyebrows off.
Logan, you're still there listening to this advice, right?
Yeah, and it's something you mentioned earlier that I didn't think about, was maybe there is something from before this incident that's been on my family and friends' mind, but they're not telling me. Like, I've been thinking about that ever since you made that comment. Like, I've never had, like, a sit-down talk with all of them about the situation. It's just one of those kind of, in the middle of a conversation, just kind of mention it, and they're saying, oh, you know, yeah, that's cool, whatever. But I've never thought about it being a previous thought on their mind about they don't.
That was a good point, Liv made.
Let's talk to Nicole. Maybe we can wrap this up. If not, Alex, by the way, where is this available for the conversation to continue?
On Facebook, just search for Radio Now, and on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show.
Okay, Nicole, what's going on? You're with Logan, and what did you want to say? Any advice or experiences?
I just think his family sounds super uptight. I've been married 10 years, and if this happened at my wedding, I thought I would have thought it was hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
Liv is also nodding her head. Yes, she's saying, I would have thought it was funny.
I don't believe any of these women saying this. Guys are like, yeah, I farted on somebody. We're dumb. But you're telling me, ladies, on the wedding day, vanity is one of the biggest things in the world.
That's stupid. And it shouldn't be. It should be about the love and the happiness.
If I buzz part of your hair off.
I'm not kidding. I have been a bridesmaid and a maid of honor in three of my sister's weddings, and they were the most relaxed, chill days, just filled with love and happiness.
Because they had their eyebrows.
No, there were things that went wrong. Wrong, but we didn't care. Like, that's hilarious. That makes it so much more fun.
Thank you, Nicole.
I got it. Here it is. Here's how we're going to wrap this up. I have the solution. After all, this is Ask
Finally,
Alex.
Finally, there's an actual little help here.
Logan, you shave off one of her eyebrows when she's sleeping.
Oh, my God.
You call it even. You call it even.
And then propose.
I hope he's listening right now. Oh, that's so funny.
Hey, Logan, thanks for calling in today. I don't know if we helped you or not, but thanks for being on for Ask Alex.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You gave me a lot to think about. I appreciate it, guys.
Oh, no problem. I mean, today we did a lot. We might have helped Logan. We might have sparked a proposal tonight.
Yes, look at us. Changing the world one show at a time.
Yep, and they say we're bad for people. Yeah, right. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.